Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to come to your place of listening. Again, we are grateful for God's infinite wisdom, His understanding, His compassion toward us as wretched, vile sinners. We're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We have a depraved, Adamic nature. We're born with it, and we'll die with it. But I'm glad, thank God, I've got a new nature in me, a divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. That transpired and took place when I was born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorruptible seed, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Said many a time my mother introduced me to Jesus, not just by telling me, but by living it. I had no problem in believing He was the Son of God, that He died for my sins, and God raised Him from the dead. And I respected and feared that name. And I run from it till I was 23 years old. The best thing happened to me. I experienced a new birth. I was born a second time. The first man's an earthly man. The second man's the Lord from heaven. I've had both births. Thank God I'm qualified and justified, not by any good thing I've done, but what He done for me on my behalf. But He done I couldn't do. I was dead in trespass and sin. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, ye who were dead in trespass and sin, you have been quickened and made alive. It's called the operation of faith. And faith came by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't believe on Him if you're not heard. You can't hear without a preacher, and He can't preach except He be sent. Salvation is a gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. A gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We have nothing to boast about, nor to gloat over. The only thing we done on our behalf was seeing ourselves as a sinner and bringing our broke heart, our contrite spirit, and submit my will to the will of God and ask Him to have mercy upon me, a sinner. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his trouble. When I got saved, praise God, it's been almost 50 wonderful years. We'll be in February since Jesus quickened me and made me alive and gave me the free gift of everlasting life. He doesn't have any 30, 60, or 90-day plan. Beloved, when you get saved, it's settled and sealed. You're preserved in Christ Jesus, saved by the grace of God, kept by the power of God, and sealed with the Holy Spirit of God unto the day of redemption. I'm not talking about a case of the do-betters turning over a new leaf and having a mind salvation. It's not with a mind that man believes. That's where it starts. It can rest as you can have understanding. Reach down to the depth of your soul. For with a heart, that's a soul. With an inner being, with a heart man believeth unto righteousness. With a mouth confessions made unto salvation. And beloved, when you get saved, you get your sin forgiven. You'll confess Him, not tongue and cheek and mind and mouth, but from the heart, from the soul, from the inner being, the eternal being. That's what He operates on. He casts out that old heart of stone that's within you, that sinful and depraved Adamic nature that's inside you, and gives you a new nature, divine nature, that is God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Old things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. We're talking about saved, not in, but from sin. We're not talking about case of the do-betters or turning over when you leave. We're not talking about any organization, any denomination. None of that has any ability to save you, beloved. Only Christ can save. He's the Savior of all mankind. One was saying especially and personal to them that believe. Now, I always knew, far back as I can remember, my mother introduced me to Him, and I knew there was something special about His name. I knew He was the Son of God. I knew He died for my sins. God raised Him from the dead. I knew those kind of things because my mother told me about Him, and I knew He was real and alive. But I run from it as a young man, young teenager, and thought to myself, I'll just not hurt anybody. I had no intention of hurting anybody, just enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. And so I did for a while, but I never was truthfully satisfied on the inside. I mean, it brought pleasure to my flesh. That's why people commit sin, the pleasure of sin for a season. Never was satisfied. But when I got saved at 23 years old, when the best thing happened to me, when I was converted and born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever, thank God I got saved and got sealed and got preserved, and I'm kept by power and saved by His marvelous, amazing grace. For by grace are you saved, unmerited favor through faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. Remember, you can't save yourself. It's a gift of God, a gift of God, lest any man should boast. Only thing we can boast about is His great salvation. It's perfect, complete salvation. And, beloved, when you get saved, it's all settled and sealed. You don't have to worry about, beloved, going to hell. That's eradicated. That's done away with. He gives us His sheep have eternal or everlasting life. You don't have to worry about being undone. There's no principality, no power, no life, no death, no angel, any other creature can ever separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our lovely Lord. And those folk, most folk that say they're saved, they're not saved. It's only in their mind and with their mouth. They've never had the operation of faith. They never got broke and contrite. They never got remorse and give their lives up to Jesus. Jesus said, if any person is going to be my disciple, they must deny themselves. They got to give up themselves and then take up their cross and follow after Him. You must become, of course, a person seeing yourself as a sinner and bringing your broke heart, your contrite spirit to Him. When you do that, beloved, your will is will. You ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner. I mean, you really want it above life itself. You're not holding back. You're giving up everything that you might obtain this pearl of great price. You might know Him as your personal Savior. You've got to get broken contrite. You've got to get remorse and repentance. The sacrifice of God is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice that God cannot and will not despise. You've got nothing to offer so far as goodness is concerned. There's none good, there's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord Jesus has laid the iniquity, thank God, upon us, upon Him, and by His stripes, beloved, we're healed. He's the healing balm, the chief physician. He died and took our place. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin, you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of it in the sight of God. Be made right in the sight of God, beloved. The only way for that to happen to you is to have the new birth, born Him, Christ born in you, come alive in you. And He can and will not do that. You surrender your will to His will, and you bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, that is, you're ashamed of yourself and your sin, and you're giving up yourself, and you're asking God to have mercy upon you, a sinner. That's what it means. When whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not tongue-in-cheek and mind-in-mouth and repeating after some so-called pastor or preacher, whoever it may be, has got you down. That's like telling you, say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You believe Jesus died for your sin, God raised Him from the dead. You sure you do if you got any sin. Then they'll say you're saved, but not so, beloved. You've got to believe in heart. You've got to receive Him. You must repent. Jesus said, accept you repent. You'll all likewise perish. True repentance is a broke heart and a contrite spirit, giving up oneself, surrendering their will to the will of God, and giving up themselves to the will of God, and calling on Him to have mercy upon them, a sinner. And beloved, the Lord saved me just like you are. It said, whosoever, that includes me, you, and everybody else, shall call upon the name of the Lord. What are you going to call on Him for? Well, for salvation, for forgiveness of sin. That's the only way you can get saved. Not tongue in cheek, mind in mouth, but with heart. You're giving up your will to the will of God. You're surrendering your life to Him. You're asking Him to have mercy upon you as a sinner. You're accepting Him as your personal Savior. And the Bible says, Jesus said, all that comes unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out. That's the only way you can come to Him, because God's sacrifice on our behalf is a broken heart, the contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice that God cannot and will not despise. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. That's not just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, I believe He's the Son of God. Well, so did I. If you got any common sense, good sense, beloved, you know that it is. You know there's something special about His name. But to know Him is not just mind and mouth. It's heart. That's the soul, the inner being. That's when you bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. That's God's sacrifice on your behalf to bring. The sacrifice of God is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And if it's broken, contrite, that means you're surrendering your will to the will of God. You're giving up yourself. You can't be a disciple if you don't deny yourself, you don't give up yourself, and you don't accept Him as your personal Savior. He said, all that comes unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out. Salvation's free. It's a gift of God. By grace are you saved. Not yourself, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't work your way there. You can't do anything to obtain it. It's already been done, completed, paid for in full. When He died and gave up the ghost at Calvary, the veil was rent from top to bottom. It separated back in Jerusalem, the holy place from the holiest of holies, where only the high priest went once a year, not without blood. First he did for his own sin, then the sin of the people. That couldn't atone. That was just a picture of formality, beloved, in the picture of what was to come to pass. When the great high priest himself, God's lamb without sacrifice, God's lamb without sin, sacrificed himself for our sins, and beloved, he made the atonement. When he died at Calvary, give up the ghost, he said, Father, it's finished. Into thy hands I commend my spirit, beloved. And that veil was rent from top to bottom, signifying that the way had been made, the price had been paid, beloved, for our salvation. He rent the veil from top to bottom. And beloved, he's now in that right into the Father, him itself, on the mercy seat, the real mercy seat in heaven, intercede for saints, thank God, according to the will of God. Can be touched with a feeling of our infirmities to all point tempted we are, yet without sin. What a great Savior. What a wonderful Savior. And beloved, he's the only one that can save. He's God reincarnate in a human body. God became man. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. He is God Almighty reincarnate in a human body. God became man. Isaiah said that a virgin is going to conceive and bring forth a son shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, which means God with us. If you save God in us, the hope of glory. And beloved, when you do get saved, I'll guarantee you'll put you in newness of life. You'll have a brand new nature, a divine nature. The old man will die, that is the old sinful, shameful nature inside you, beloved. It'll die. He'll take up his abode inside you. He'll live in you, and he'll reign in you if you'll just let him. And then, of course, you get saved, beloved. It's settled, it's sealed. You don't have to worry about losing your salvation. That would mean you'd have to do something special to keep it. The special work's already been done. The price has already been paid. And the way's already been made. All you got to do is come as a sinner. Though you said your sin be as scarlet, washed as white as snow, but it'll be as red as crimson, it'll be made as wool. I'll guarantee you, beloved, when he does something in you, you'll be the first one to know it. Can't be saved to not know it. The Bible said you know you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren and for the blessed book and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. Beloved, he said, oh, I love thy law. We love this book, the Bible. I feared it. I respected it. I was afraid to open up the Bible and look at it. My conscience was condemned when I got saved. Listen, I was a newborn babe in Christ. I stuck my nose in it. I put my heart into it. I began to search and to seek, and every time I read it, it was a message from home. He spoke to me. He dealt with me, instructed me, helped me to know more about him. Thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. I love this book, the Bible. It's inspired by heaven. It's written, listen, written, inspired by heaven. The Holy Spirit is inspired by God. Prophet for correction, for instruction, and for the many different things that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished. It talks about that in the Scripture, beloved. It's for you today. The first thing you've got to do is repent of your sin. You do that, it is give up yourself. Ask God to have mercy upon your sinner, not tongue and cheek and mind and mouth, but with your heart. You surrender your will to him. Call on him. I guarantee you that broke heart of contrite spirit, he'll save you. And you'll be like a newborn babe in Christ. And then you'll desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. And apply yourself and study and pray and seek his face early, first and foremost, above everything else. And his will be found of you. And you'll be glad that you did. You'll be glad that you come to know him as your personal Savior. And I'll guarantee when that happens to you, you'll be the first one to know him. I see my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in his name. Amen.